It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Nikkel Tamlis from Castleview Hospital. She's a cardiac rehab coordinator out there and a certified exercise physiologist. February is Heart Health Month, so we thought we would bring her in and kind of talk about some things that we can be doing to make sure we are increasing our heart health and, you know, some of the pitfalls about heart disease and those kinds of things. Plus, where you can go to get great information if you're looking for it as far as, you know, making sure that your heart is healthy and that you stay healthy. Nikkel, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate the time.
Thank you for having me.
So let's start off with the fact that, as I said, February is Heart Health Month, and heart disease is a big thing in the United States, isn't it?
Yes. It's the number one killer, number one cause of death in the U.S. and in the world. Definitely good to have a month to kind of help bring awareness to that.
What are some of the underlying symptoms as far as heart disease are concerned?
So heart disease is an umbrella term for a number of issues, but mostly heart attacks, so STEMI or NSTEMI, and also stents or having an implant put in your arteries like a stent, and then chest pain, things like that are all of the kind of underlying things under heart disease. But on top of that, there's also heart failure patients and patients who are waiting on a heart transplant, things like that. So that's another category, but those are also things that we treat at Castleview Cardiac Rehab.
And you know, it's really something that you should not mess around with. I know you hear people all the time, you know, oh, just maybe shortness of breath, maybe, oh, you know, my arm hurts or this, that, or the other. That's not something to overlook, is it?
No, not at all. So a lot of people waste a little too much time once symptoms come up. So a lot of like what we're focusing on is just prevention and getting people to the doctor before those symptoms arise. But yeah, things like controlling your blood pressure, cholesterol levels, and exercising weekly, those are like a few things that we do have control over. Whereas like genetics and other things, we don't really have as much control over. So it's good to focus on the things that you can do to decrease your risk.
Is there something out there that like maybe would make you predisposed to heart disease, or that, you know, something that's going on in your medical history that is not something that should be overlooked because it can lead to this, or you run a higher risk? Let's put it that
yes.
way.
Yes. So definitely like smoking cigarettes, using tobacco puts you at a way higher risk, 50% more likely to have heart attack. Things like that, like lifestyle, your eating habits, genetics, and basically those are the three main things. There's obviously a few more, but yeah, mostly just lifestyle, eating habits, how active you are, and then what's your family history. So like your parents and siblings, if they have had heart attacks, you're more likely to have one. So it's just good to know, like, if you're a higher risk individual to take these steps to prevent heart disease. Another thing I wanted to share about cardiac rehab is that it's patients who attend 36 sessions have a 47% lower risk of death and 31% lower risk of heart attack than those who attend one session. So we do accept patients who had a previous heart attack within the past year. So you still can come in and reduce your risk of more issues pretty significantly just by attending cardiac rehab.
Are there places like on the internet or websites, things like that, that people can go to maybe look up some information and maybe say, you know what, maybe I need to go in and get checked. Maybe I need to do this. Are there some good websites out there for that information?
First, I would recommend like taking the heart health assessment on Castleview Hospital's website. It's just like a quick 3-minute survey, and it kind of gives you some information to where you stand on that heart risk score. And that's just on castleviewhospital.net, and you go to services and then click cardiac rehab, and that assessment's on there. But also, I mean, talking to your primary care doctor about this, just bringing up the conversation before any issues arise is one thing, or one good resource for most people. But another website is heart.org. So they have a lot of like recipes for heart healthy eating. They have a few like assessments you can take also to see if you're high risk for heart problems. But yeah, those are probably the best two or three resources I can give.
And go out and find out what you can. And if you find, you know, in checking those websites that maybe there is maybe a red flag that's coming up or anything like that, what's the best thing to do next? I mean, talking to your doctor, yes, but, you know, getting that kind of care, is that the next thing that you would really need to take care of?
I always recommend, you know, getting a cardiologist or getting your foot in the door with a cardiologist if you know that you're high risk, because you don't want to be, you don't want the first time to meet a cardiologist is like when you're having a heart attack. So yeah, just definitely talking to your primary care, get an order for a cardiologist, just for some like maintenance tests that they can do, and they can do like a calcium score test to see if you're high risk. Things like that are just good preventative measures.
So if you have any questions or anything, how can they get a hold of you out at the hospital, or how can they get this ball rolling out there?
Go to castleviewhospital.net. Click on services, cardiac rehabilitation, and then call that number right on the website. And then I also have a direct line that is different from that one, but I'll give it to you guys on here. So it's 613-6159 is my direct line, and I'm happy to answer any questions anybody has, or direct you to where you need to be.
All right. Once again, we've been speaking with Nikkel Tamlis. She is the cardiac rehab coordinator, and a certified exercise physiologist from out at Castleview Hospital. February is Heart Health Month. Get yourself checked and, you know, check out the warning signs, see if you have any, and take care of yourself and get it taken care of as well. Nikkel, thank you so much for coming in today. We really do appreciate the time.
Yeah, thank you. I'm happy to bring awareness to this issue.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.